I'm standing in a secret part of Essex. It used to be so secret that I wouldn't have been allowed here, and even if I'd been allowed in, I certainly wouldn't have been able to tell you about it. It's 180 acres of wilderness, a very bizarre place to come. With me is one of the people who is now charged with looking after it, Peter Adams. Peter, where are we?
We're in the Waltham Abbey Royal Gunpowder Mills near Waltham Abbey in the Lee Valley, northeast of London. It was an industrial site, where country's most important explosives were actually manufactured, and processes for improving it was developed over the last 150, 200 years.
You say it's an industrial site, and we're standing in a sort of concrete bunker at the moment. But it's also an amazing part of the countryside now, isn't it?
Oh, it is. The industrial process in a lot of the sites ceased during the last war or before the last war, and so nature has somewhat taken over. It was never a closely manicured site from the natural history point of view. It was essentially wild. The woods were used to produce charcoal for the manufacture of gunpowder, and so it's been a wild site, but the industrial processes individually were set within this wild landscape.
Now, just in front of us is a big rusted contraption with bricks on. What's
yes,
that?
It looks like a sort of giant mangle, doesn't it, which is essentially what it was. It was a press, a great big iron, cast iron press that was used to press the gunpowder into blocks to make the cartridges for the huge guns that were used at the last part of the last century and during the First World War.
It's an amazing thought, isn't it?
It's quite frightening, and I think you can see the enormous block between the mill and the press, which was clearly necessary in case something went wrong during either the corning process or a pressing process. You certainly wouldn't want the bang from one to go to the other, and it's a massive blast wall. Must be 15 or 20 feet wide.
I presume there was something inside that, but that's the wall.
That's a solid block.
Before gunpowder and the gunpowder mills came to this place, what would have been here?
This would have been predominantly meadows, water meadows. There would have been trees growing along the edge of it, but we have records showing that there were water meadows here, and records which quite clearly show that the area was planted up with trees to produce charcoal.
What sort of wildlife do you get here?
Well, from very large deer. We have our own herd of fallow deer and muntjac. We have otters on the site, badgers, foxes, rabbits, right the way down to butterflies, dragonflies. And because it's not an area that's fished at all, there are large numbers of fish in the various watercourses around the site as well. I'm principally a mammalogist, and I'm so pleased because I don't know anywhere around here where we've got the range of mammals in such a small site. One of the great things about these trees is that deer don't eat them. They must find them very unpalatable. They eat willow, and if that was a willow sapling, they would probably eat it right down to the ground. But there must be something about the alder that makes it unpalatable. I mean, you try one of the leaves. I wouldn't commend it to you in the same way as you might lettuce or rocket or something like that.
But
it's not something you'd immediately choose, is it?
Oh, that's horrible. I'm with the deer on that. I suppose that's quite good news from your point of view.
Oh, it's wonderful from our point of view. I just wish it applied to the willows and the alder buckthorn as well, but sadly they're rather palatable to the deer.
This area has been in the past very industrial, and that's obviously left its legacy with contamination and so on. How do wildlife do so well here?
Things which are dangerous to us are not necessarily dangerous to insects or other animals. If you ate the nettles, apart from stinging your tongue, you wouldn't suffer any ill effects at all. I wouldn't suggest you ate root crops on the site, but then I don't think there's any suggestion that anybody will want to do that.
So could I light a cigarette standing here now?
No, you mustn't light a cigarette. You mustn't have anything which is going to cause a spark. The risk now is minuscule, but on safety grounds, we feel it's just sensible not to do anything like that.
If we scale this mud mountain in front of us, we can get a better view from the top.
Yeah.
You've been coming here for years, haven't you, on the sly?
I think a lot of people are youngsters who grew up in this area, found their way somehow or other into the site, particularly into the northern site. It wasn't possible to get into the southern one because it was a very, very secure site, but there were always odd ways that the local youngsters could get in, and they had no idea what was going on here. They knew it was the gunpowder works, but they had no idea really what was happening on the site. If their dad worked on there, he wasn't going to talk about the secret processes that were going on there, so it was just a place to come for fun.
The weird thing is that as you walk around, you see what you think is going to be just a small hill, and then you get round to the other side of it and there's a big concrete bunker entrance. Nothing's natural here, nothing's as it seems.
Nothing, see, you expect it to be a natural area, and you have to remember always that it's a mixture of various industrial processes which took place, and yet nature has begun to take them over and making it appear much more natural again, but you've only got to scrape the surface and you find there's something even more interesting just underneath.
I keep half expecting to see a Dalek.
Well, I haven't heard rumours of ghosts on the site, but I'm sure they will develop in due course as you see the old waterman or something else suddenly appearing amongst the misty trunks of the trees in some winter's morning.
Do you think this is a place that we'll find out more about as documents are declassified and things like that?
Oh, I'm sure we will. We've got vast amounts of documents about the site already. Several people would be going on PhD every year to and still only scratch the surface.
What's the best document you've found so far?
Well, there are receipts for the sale of gunpowder, and I believe there's one available for the sale to the people who had an intention to blow up the House of Parliament. You may have heard of that.
Really? Receipt received from Mr. Guy Fawkes, the sum of
words to that effect, yes.
Open Country was presented from Essex by Charlotte Smith.